In this parasha, we have the mitzvah of Gidan Noshe. The lashon of the pasuk is Al Kain Lo Yochlu Bnei Yisrael. After the story of Yankiv Avinu fighting with the Malach, state in Posuk, Vayar kilo yocholoi ve'iga b'chaf yireichoi v'teika kafyeach Yaakov be'ov ko'imoi. And then later, v'yizach le'ashemesh kasher v'al p'nuel v'utzile al yireichoi al kein lo yuchu b'nei soz gidanosha shal kafayorech adayim hazeh kinoga b'chaf yireich Yaakov v'gidanosha. The pasuk tells us that the yesod of the iser of Gidan Noshe is based on what happened, and the lashon of the pasuk uses al ken lo yochu bnei Yisrael as Gidan Noshe ad hayom hazeh. When was this tzivui given, and who is mitzuvah on this tzivui? So there's a mishnah in Chulin Bayos, Daf Kuf. Where is it? Kufamut Beis. Noig b'tohoyre v'ayne noig b'tmeyo. Rabbi Yudah Oimer, av b'tmeyo. Machloikis tanoim, whether or not Gidan Noshe is noig by behemet tmeyo or only by behemet tohoyre. Om Rav Yehudah, v'alim ibne Yaakov nesar Gidan Noshe, v'adayin behemet tmeyo muteres lehen. Hari, it was Nesa to Bnei Yankiv, and Bnei Yankiv weren't Muzhar and weren't Mitzuve on Behema Torah Bedavka. I'll explain. Hagam that we've mentioned, we spoke about the Ovis being Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. Afilu Avram Avinu being Mekayim, Afilu Eruv Tavshilin. Even a Mitzvah Drabonon. Teroisai V'chukoisai. But the Maisa, they weren't mitzuvah, they weren't muzhar. And as the Nefesh HaChaim explains, therefore in certain circumstances, it was shayach, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megal to them, or they saw that there is an inyan to be over, and a certain iser, I'll be the pnimiyas the inyan, I'll be that that's the way it's supposed to be in this specific case, they were able to bend the rules. In Yiddishkeit, the didan, there's no such thing. As Nefesh HaChaim writes, a person can never change, be mevatel a mitzvah or be over na avera in order to whatever great achievement for Yiddishkeit is going to bring about for himself or for others, for the whole nation. There's no concept of avera lishma, doing an avera for the sake of a hatzola of Yiddishkeit, of Klal Yisrael or a yochid. You can't, because of a personal cheshbon of ruchnius, override any yisur. Why? Because we're mitzuvah, we're muzhar. Mashen Ken Yankiv Avinu was able to marry two sisters because the base Israel had to be built from them. So in that circumstance, Itak wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of achoyos, and Itak he wasn't supposed to be mekayim the mitzvah of not marrying achoyos. He was supposed to marry the achoyos, just like Amram married Baslevi, his aunt. It's one of the arayos in Torah. Yechevet. Yechevet was an erva. In Hilchas Arayis, she was an erva to Amram. As the Ramban writes, Nefesh HaChaim is marach. Because they weren't muzhar, they're not mitzuvah. They kept the Torah, Shaloi Alpi Azhor V'tzivu. Mashen King Ledidan, we're muzhar who mitzuvah, there's no two ways about anything, and we can't bend any rules. The Torah is the Torah. Azhor for Bnei Yankiv, the way Rabbi Yehuda learned, Rabbi Yud learns of the Bnei Yankiv were muzhar, and there was Azhara, and the Azhara was on all behemoths. So on Hazara, there's no difference between, they were not Muzar on behemoth Tahir and behemoth Tmeya. They kept Kenzain behemoth Tahir, but they weren't Muzar on it. And if the Azhara of Gidanosh is Chal on all was Chal to them, so obviously it was Chal on all behemoths, as a Tanya to Yehuda. The Azhara was Nemar B'Sinai, and it was just written B'Mkoymoy in the parasha, in our week's parasha. The Azhara is an Azhara from Sinai. There's a very basic Yesodis Dike Perish Mishnayis over here in the Rambam. I want to show you. It says there's a big Yesod here in this Mishnah. The Sim Libcho, says the Rambam, al Iker Hagodol Hanichla b'Mishnah Hazois. Notice in this Mishnah the big Yisod is taught us. V'hu Mashomar Misinai Nesar. V'ishat Ohr Eisol Odas. Shekol Mashonu Marchikim Oyosim Hayoyim. Einanu Oyosim Elu B'Mitzvah Sakodesh Baruch Hu Adem Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom. Loish Hakodesh Baruch Hu Omar Zeh LeNeviim Shelefanuv Kigoyin Zeh. She'einanu Oichlim Evi Menachai. Einu Pnei Shakodesh Baruch Hu Osr Oyosol LeNoyach. אלא לפי שמוישה אוסר עלינו עבר מן החי במה שציבו בסיני שיסקיים איסו עבר מן החי. Says the Rambam, a big Yisod, says we keep mitzvahs not because Nevi'im who are koidim for Sinai were nitztave and nizhar. Rather, we keep the mitzvahs, it's because Misinai we were nitztave on them. Why are we not punished from Eivim Nachai? Why are we punished from Eivim Nachai? Not because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Noach and we're descendants of Noach that we're punished from Eivim Nachai. Rather, because Moshe Rabbeinu told us that we have to upkeep the Azhara that Noach was nitztave. V'chein bris milah. We're Mikayim Mila because Kodesh Baruch Hu told us through Moshe Rabbeinu B'Sinai that we have to continue the mitzvah Mila of Avraham Avinu. So we're keeping it Mikayach Moshe Rabbeinu, Mikayach the Azhara of Sinai. Uchamaychein Einanu Malin Mipnei Shavraham Avinu Al Vashon Mal Atzmei V'Anshi Beisoi. Elo Mipnei Shavraham Avinu Al Vashon Mal Atzmei V'Anshi Beisoi. Elo Mipnei Shavraham Avinu Moshe Rabbeinu Shenomu Kimo Shemal Avraham Avinu. וכן גיד הנושה איננו הולכם אחר איסי ינקב אבינו אלא מצווה סמושה רבינו לבר שלם הלוי תראו, as we see the lotion of the Chazal, the Rambam bases in the Sefer HaMitzvahs on this memory of Rav Shmaloi, מה שאומרו תריג מצווה נאמרו לו למושה מסיני וכל אלו אבי מנחי מילה גיד הנושה, it's part of the 613, and the reason why we keep it is because it's נאמרו לו למושה בסיני. Now in Taka, the Gemara Taka over here shtells that the Loshon of the Pasuk is Al-Kein Lo Yochul B'nei Yisrael as Gidan Loshe. And Klal Yisrael were only referred to Yisrael after Matan Torah. And the Shenigba B'mkoymoy, I want to explain what's the concept of Nigba B'mkoymoy. We have to realize that in a certain sense, that's the way it is. Torah Shebal Peh was koydim Torah Shebeksav. Even in Sinai, and Allah, and even before Sinai, the Ovis had Torah. Did they have Torah Shebeksav? Avad Nisht. That's one of my kids asked me a cute question. It brings out the point. Yes, if the Ovis were Mekayim of the Torah, the Ovis had in their Torah all that which happened to them. They had the parashiyos of Vayera, Chayisara, Toldos, Vayetze, Vayishlach. Avadanisht. They didn't have Torah Shebeksav. More than that, even Dor HaMidbar didn't have Torah Shebeksav. That's what I'm saying. Besides, not only Torah Shebal Peh that the Ovis had, that they had Torah Shebal Peh that was before, even Dor HaMidbar had Torah Shebal Peh before they had Torah Shebeksav. This is Machlokes in Gemara, whether how the Torah was given as Megillos, so it was all given as one Sefer at the end. Lididan, Benkach or Benkach, what does that mean? Because Lididan, one thing is that the Torah Shebiksav, we have it as Torah Shebiksav, it's being one chavetz of Torah, that was given on the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the 13 Sifrei Torah, and he put the Sifrei Torah beside the Aron, and he gave the other 12 Sfarim to each Shevet and Shevet. That's when Torah Shebiksav was given to Klal Yisrael. Torah Shebiksav, and according to the second Mandama, that it was only given as a Sefer, it didn't even have a din when as parashias separately. When Moshe Rabbeinu taught them separate parashias and he gave them the Megillos of the separate parashias, it didn't even have a din of Ksav. It didn't have any Kedusha to it. It only got its Kedusha according to that Mandama, but on the last day when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the whole Sefer Torah Kula. And Benkach with Benkach, even according to the other mandama, it had a certain kedusha sefer as Megillus, but it didn't. But Avada, it didn't have the Torah Shebiksav that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe Rabbeinu to give to Klal Yisrael, nothing as a sefer atayr and put it in the Aroin. That was only in the last day of the life of Moshe Rabbeinu. We only got Torah Shebiksav kshenishlam kol atayra kula, and Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it al sefer. And it's b'chal true, if to realize. It's true about all Sifrei HaKodesh. It's very different, but in similarity, we have to appreciate the same Yisod. Tehillim. Who is Tehillim written by? So Rashi, first Rashi, on the first Kapitel, Rashi brings that Tehillim was given by 10 Tzaddikim. Wasn't only Al-Day David HaMelech. We have Kipitlach that were written by Moshe Rabbeinu. There are Kipitlach, Mishnah Shelim, and Shavuos, which were written by other Marishim. And different Tzaddikim were according to David HaMelech. They wrote different Kipitlach of Tehillim. Now, David HaMelech did two things. First of all, he was being Mesadir Beruach HaKodesh, but there was something much more fundamental that happened on the David HaMelech. It became Kisvei HaKodesh only through David HaMelech. Tefillah the Moshe didn't have a Torah as Kisvei HaKodesh until David HaMelech. Just like the different Nevuahs of the Nevi'im didn't become Kisvei HaKodesh when they were given to the Nevi'im, even if they recorded it down al Sefer. It became Kisvei HaKodesh only when each, the Gemara and Baba Basra says, and each Navi with his Bezdin, when he was given Beruach HaKodesh to write al Sefer, that's when it became part of Kisvei HaKodesh. I'll show you a Lomdish Chap on this, where it catches enough Kamina. There's a famous Machlekes, the Rambam, and the Bahag. The Bahag is Moine, as a mitzvah says, the Oraisa, the Yudches Yomim Shigoyim Bobas HaHalal. Saying Halal on the Yudches Yomim, including Chanukah, according to the Bahag, is a mitzvah says, the Oraisa. Frekt. The Rambam in Sherish Aleph on the Bahag, he has a few kashas on the Bahag. Zer Shtarki kashas. One of his kashas is, how could you say that Kipitlach Tehillim, that David HaMelech Amorom, how could you say that they have, that it's a din d'oraisa to say this Kipitlach Tehillim? That's one of his kashas. He has other kashas too. The Ramban very strongly upholds Shita Sabahag against the Rambam, and he tines that it has a din, yes, of a Doraisa. And on this specific kasha that the Rambam asks, how could you say that there's a mitzvah? It says Doraisa to say this Kapilach Tilm of David. Frank the Ramban says, what's the kasha? We find many Kipitlach Tehillim which were said al yidei tzaddikim or kodim to David HaMelech. And he says specifically the Kipitlach of Halal, Haluka Halu Avdei Hashem. The Gemara of Pesachim Daf Kuf Tezayin says it was Klal Yisrael said it when they were Oilim and Ayam. They said Halal. They said our Halal. When they were Oilim and Ayam, Haluka Halu Avdei Hashem. So they had these Kipitlach Tehillim even beforehand. So Gans Shaykh says Ramban that Moshe Rabbeinu was nistavim pi agvura that to say on Yomim Tovim to say these kipitlach halal, what is that? Shver. Kasha and the Rambam, and Daf Hashtei and the Rambam. The Gemara does say, Pesach and Daf Kuf Tezayin, that this Kapitlach were said, Al Yidei, Klal Yisrael, and Oilam Min Hayam. What's Pesach and the Rambam's Kasha? The Rambam asks, how it was only, said Al Yidei David. Zogt Rosh Yeshiva, fundamental Havana, Machlikis, which is dependent, I'm going to get into the whole Nekudit, Machlikis Ramban and the Rambam, I will speak out another time. There's a Yisoyzim Halakas, what's the definition of mitzvahs halal? It answers up more kashas between the Rambam and the Ramban on this. According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah's kriyas parsha. That we have to say it as kisvei HaKodesh. That's why you make the bracha, shikrim, ligmor is a halal. Meikar adin. That's the takel nusach HaRambam. What's ligmor is a loshon kriya. The mitzvah is a kriya saparsha, like kriya shma. You have to say these psukim keres kisvei hakodesh. And even though it's true to say, avad, the Gemara does say that David, that Shaulu Yisrael from Yamsuf, they said these kipilach tehillim and they had these kipilach tehillim. It didn't have a keres kisvei hakodesh to it, and therefore it's not shaykh. And if it's only became a din safer. It only teres kisvei hakodesh. Al yidei David HaMelech. It's only shaykh that we should have a mitzvah kriyas parsha from David HaMelech and on. It's not shaykh to say that this gather mitzvah kriyas parsha is shaykh to say that it was nit on the Moshe Mitzrayim when these kepilach didn't have a din kisvei hakodesh yet. That's how the Rambam learns. Mashenkin the Ramban, his malach is that it's similar to tefillah. That there's no din gevis and nusach. And that was another kashi he asks. Maybe there's a stam in to say shiris v'tish bochos. And you drop on and then we're attacking which kipitlach to say. But benkach, even if you say that there is a din to say this specific kipitlach, it's not a din kriyas aparasha, according to the Ramban. And therefore, Hitake answers up the Bahag. They can't stand that they had the kipitlach and taka moshe rabbeinu and stavim mipi agvurot. On this Pirkei Halo. Benkach, Ubenkach, what do I want to bring out of this? I want to just show you this Nikudah, that each Sefer in Kisvei HaKodesh, the Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, that were Koveya, and the Novi, who Al Piroch HaKodesh was Koveya, only then he got it Teras Kisvei HaKodesh. And the Gemara in Bava Basu says each one of the Chavdalits for him, when it got a Teras Sefer, and which Novi and Bezdin were Koveya Taka. Over there, that was only the Dovid HaMelech. Now, Lahavdil Elef Alfei Avdolis, Chamisha Chumshei Torah, also was only given to Klal Yisrael as Torah Shebiksav, in our fashion that we have it, Al-Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, Kshenishlamo HaTorah. This Pasuk Al-Kein, Lo-Yochel B'nei Yisrael Gidat Noshe, is Mechayiv us today. And what's Pshat the Rambam? When the Rambam says that we're Chayiv in it, because we're Nistav in Mipi Agvura, Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu B'Sinai, when it's tava b'teir shebal peh, we have to upkeep the mitzvah of Gidah Noshe. And the posik was keveyah b'mekoimo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was keveyah. When he gave Moshe Rabbeinu the teir shebiksav to be as teir shebiksav, in Parshas Vayishlach, what's the nusach of the posuk? Al kein lo yochu b'nei Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael is only a reference to Klal Yisrael, and that the Gemara dashes this as a tain, as a pirchan Rabbi Yehuda, that's what we paskin. That it's only that Klal Yisrael are only for the Klal Yisrael from Mount Torah ve'elach. Meshach Chochmah is marach on this, that some places we do find a reference to B'nai Yisrael, even before Mount Torah, but as a lashon of a tzivui of B'nai Yisrael, it's Mount Torah ve'elach. Now the Ovos themselves, Bnei Yaakov themselves, were mitzuve on Gidah Noshe. I want to just make it clear. And they were mitzuve on Eivim and Achayin of Sheva Mitzvahs, and that was Begeder Azhar, and not just the way the Ovos kept the rest of the Torah, that was Begeder Inyan. They were Muzar, but today, we're not muzhar mikoyach dir azora, rather we're muzhar mikoyach sinai. There's a lashon Rambam. When the Rambam brings the halacha of Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach in Hilchos Melachim Perek Chi, he says, "Ashisha Dvorim Nitztava Adam Arishon, Al Avodah Zorah, Birkas Hashem, Shvichos Domim, Gilui Arayis, Gezla Al Dinim." Hoisif LeNoach Eved Menachai. Nimtzu Sheva Mitzvos. V'chein Hoya Adam V'chol Olam Ad Avraham. Bo Avraham. Then it's Tavi Yisra Al Elu Benila. Vehu is Paul Shachris. The Yitzchok Hifrish Meiser. The Hosef Tfila Ches the Fnus Ayon. The Yaakov Hosef Gid Hanoshe. The Ispalal Arvis. Now listen well. Ubi Mitzrayim Nitztavo Amram Bimitzvis Yiseiros. Amram was nistav b'mitzvus yiseiros to give over to Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, and it bound them. They were chayiv in it. Ad shebamoshe Rabbeinu v'nishlem atoyro al yodoy. How do we fit this with the Rambam in Perisha Mishnayis that says that we're chayiv in Torah all because of Sinai? What's this gather? Mashmos over here could mean, but of course not, and I think I explained it enough, but I want to emphasize it. Mashmos over here could mean Moshe Rabbeinu v'nishlam ha-Torah al yodoy. The hashlom of the Torah is in Moshe Rabbeinu. But mashma that all of these, they were nitzdav and were mitzuma from then on. Teretz is, I hope I explained it properly in the Rambam. In Bereshit Mishnayis, the Nekuda is Hagan, they were muzhar. But today, why are we muzhar? Mikoyach Hazoras Moshe, Mikoyach Hazoras Sinai. That's the lashon the Rambam is, that we were nitzdavet to upkeep those mitzvahs. Our Hazor and Sinai is to upkeep those mitzvahs, and that's the Tariag mitzvahs Nemru Lel Moshe B'Sinai. Ve'elu Michlolam. In Pasuk, Vayov Yaakov Sholim Ir Shechem, Asher Beretz Knaan, when he came to Shechem, Beboi Mipadan Aram, Vayichan Es Pnei Ho'ir. Chazal say nichnas in dumdumei chamo on erev Shabbos v'kovat chumi. Moshe Rabbeinu Yankiv Avinu was koveyat chumin over here v'yichan es pnei ho'ir. Not to be mahal chutzlat chum more than 2,000 amo on Shabbos. Nichnas in dumdumei chamo v'kovat chumi. The psikta shtels in the fact that Avram wasn't nitztave on Shabbos, or shalikosev by shmirah Shabbos, but Hashenkin by Yankiv, there's he was kosev by over here shmirah Shabbos that he was makpid on eruv etchumim. Now, we do have Avram Avinu was makpid on every mitzvah drabonon. Even on every mitzvah jabonon, and as the lashon is erev tafshut shilin, and I think Rabbi Rothman brought taka that there is a gears of the gro erev etchumin by Avraham. But the mashma from psikta from this psikta nishtazay mashma psikta that is something that was miyuchad by Yankiv and erev etchumin, mashenkin by Avraham nisht. So the nekuda is avadi was makbid, but according to the malach of the psikta is it's not explicit. In the Torah, Mashenkin over here, there's an explicit remez, of course, in Vayichan et Pnei Yoyi, that it was makbid on Inyan Shabbos. Meshech Chochma brings out a nekuda which very, deep understanding of the Yesod of Yankiv differing from Avram Avinu, he tells B'derech Drush, why take, does the Torah hint to the mitzvah of Tchumin by Yankiv Avinu, and what's Pshat in this psikta that Avram loy nemar boy and it's nemar by Yaakov? Avada Avram was makbet on the same on Kol HaTorah Kulei Erev Tvashulim Avada Erev Tchumin as well. It's not nemar boy. Wasn't Mashenki Omri? It's nemar boy. Vayichan. It's remes teiru v'tchumin. That's why I'm saying it now. In Chanami Kuchtim with Ekro. Even if Avraham Avinu is eruv tchumin and eruv tavshilin, but the nemar boy is hinted in Vayichan. Mashenki Omri. There's no remes specific teiru v'tavshilin. The Ma'aseh the Meshach Chochma is going with the gears of eruv tavshilin. He's takish tan the nekudas. But in Chanami from the psik itself is no right. Meshech Chochma says a nekuda azay. It's a nekuda which I was margish and I explained last week already. Yankiv Avinu's midah was establishing Klal Yisrael. Avram Avinu, he was Av Hamoin Goyim. He was Mefarsim Hakadosh Baruch Hu's Torah Yichud Hashem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's goodness to the world. Yankiv Avinu's main focus was to be mamid yud bei shiftei ko, to establish a Masorah, to establish Klal Yisrael as a nation. And part of what Yankiv Avinu's establishing Klal Yisrael as a nation was even going different than the Mahalach of Avram Avinu, of being mefaris in the Torah, so to speak, out to the whole world. The pasuk says in the end of Dvarim, Pasuk says in Vezeis Habrocha, defines the midah of Yaakov and the Mahalach of Yaakov teaching Klal Yisrael, refers to Vayeshiv Yisrael Bodod. Sorry, Vayishkan Yisrael Betach, Bodod Ein Yaakov. Speaking about in the end of Zeus Abrocha over here, after the all the brachas of each shevet with its own unique special bracha, Moin Elikei Kedem Umitachas Zroes Oilom Vaygosh Mipanecha Oyev Vayomer Hashmeid. Vayishkan Yisrael Betach. Bodod ein Yaakov v'leiritz Dogon v'tiroish avshom av yar futo. Speaking about Klal Yisrael being established properly in Eretz Yisrael, the pasuk refers to Klal Yisrael as being betach, which is when they are bodod, which is ein Yaakov. What's ein Yaakov? The vision of Yaakov. What's the vision of Yaakov? Yaakov Yisrael was kveat chumin. There's a remnant in this mitzvah of Kevat Chumin, setting boundaries. Adarabah, separating his children from the nations of the world. The Netziv explains on this pasuk that the Ein Yaakov, was given the Ein Yaakov, the vision of Yaakov, that Klal Yisrael has to be separate legamrei from the Umas Olam in every single aspect. In their self-definition of who they are, what they are. In their levush, leshinu shmom, leshoinom, levushom, and that's how they went down to Mitzrayim, and that's how they survived Mitzrayim. By keeping themselves distinct, different. Bodod. That was the bakosha of Yaakov, making sure that when they came to Mizraim, they would live in Eretz Goshen. That was the ishtadlus of Yosef to separate them from the Umas Ha'olam. Explains the Meshech Chochma, that was the remez over here in being Kaveyat Chumin, setting boundaries. Shabbos b'mahusoi is a zman which is muvdal. When we separate from Shabbos, we make an emphasis on the difference between, on the tchumin that exists between Shabbos and the other days, and on the tchumin which exists in the world. Hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol, ben or l'choshech, ben yisrael l'amim, ben yom hashvi'i l'sheshet yimei ha'maaseh. There's gvulos ba'olam, and there's separations which can never mix and they should never mix. That was the midah of Yaakov. That was his ein Yaakov. That was his vision. That's the only way the Klal Yisrael could remain, and that's the only way the Klal Yisrael could be a light to the nations. If they stick to themselves distinctly, who they are, what they are, as their own nation, as Am Levodad Yishkoin, Ubagoyim Lo Yischashov, if they don't take interest in being part of the nations of the world, part of being the family of the nations, rather they look at themselves as being unique and different, and they don't want to mingle between the family of the nations. They don't want to assimilate even on a national level. Ubagoyim Lo Yischashov. That's when they could achieve their chashivas, and that's when ultimately they shine, and they could be an Or Lagoyim, where they don't try not to mix. Zokt the Meshech Chochmah, that was over here, that's the remez over here in Tchumim. Because that was the specific midah of Yaakov. And that's what I mentioned last week. What's the Nakuda where Yaakov was more Torah? Pshat is, Avraham Avinu Fakert. He was Avraham and Goyim, teaching Torah directly to the Ummah Soil and being Megayer. The same Yitzchok, and as the Meshech Chochmah brings the Chazal that by Avram in his teaching Torah there still was a Ta'aruvus of Rav Toiv on some level, and therefore Yishmael came out of Avram, and Esav came out of Yitzchok. It was only Yankiv with Mitos Yishleima that he was able to establish this Mahalach of the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. Now this midah of Yisrael, which is the koyach and the strength of Klal Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael are dovik on it and they stick to their midah, the outcome is mainly to have a tremendous hashpah on the whole world. But it's not Ayidei mingling with the world, becoming part of the world. It's Ayidei them being separate from the world. In the Mahalach HaMachshove of the Netziv, Beisal Levi, Rebchan Valojin, the whole Yisraelim Messiah's Valojin, say one of the basic hashkofis of Teres Moshe stands on that self-definition of Ivri Anoichi, who I am, what I am, being a Yid, being a Jew, a person not viewing himself b'chlal as anything else but a Jew, and his self-definition is defined only by his being a Yid. That's exactly the midah of Yaakov. Now we have to appreciate what is Ayid, obviously. What is Ayid? So Vayter, this, the Mahus of this week's Parsha Vayter is bringing out what is Ayid, what is Ayakev, and what's an Esav. The beginning of this week's Parsha begins with the Sol Mahalach. Vayter, the Meshech Chochmah, and they all shtel on this Nekudah. It's all based on Chazal. Even at the beginning, in the pasuk says, beginning with the parasha, when Yankiv Avinu Vayishlach Yankiv Malochim Alei Savochiv Vayitzavisim Koyisomru LaAdoni LeEsav. So Chazal and the Medrash learned that it was more than just what we find. The Gemara tells us that he was preparing himself LeDoyroin. the Melchama, and there's a way of dealing with an Esav in the Golus, Ayde Matzav of Hachno, that Yankiv always has to be Nichna to an Esav, to be careful how he deals with an Esav, not Derech Gaiva, but Fakert, to treat him as Adoini, etc. The Gemara says that Rebbe, whenever he used to go to Antoninus, used to read the Parshas Vayishlach, he used to learn the Parsha. There's a minig in Klal Yisrael before a person travels between Goyim to read Parshas Vayishlach till Revi on the Matzah Shabbos before he makes such a travel. It's based on that Medrash, on that Chazal. The Medrash, the Maaseh says that there was a whole matzv going on. Yankiv Avinu was sending to Esav, challenging Esav on the midah of Yankiv and showing him his unique maila, and therefore pointing out to Esav, let me be, and you should be afraid of me. As the Meshech Chochma explains, you see this in the pasuk, ve'esh lecha lahagid la'adoni. Lahagid is a loshen, not loymar la'adoni, lahagid is vorm koshim kigidim. We find Kesoyim ala Beis Yankiv is Sagid l'bnei Yisrael. Kesoyim ala Beis Yankiv is an Amir Raka. Amir is always a Lashon of Amir Raka. Sagid is a Lashon of Amir Kosha Kegidim. That's the Ve'eshlecha Lahagid La'adonit. So what was the Nakuda? So shteid and posuk Vayhili shor v'chamor Tsoin v'evet v'shivcha. Now, what's the Hedgish over here on shor and chamor? Tzoyin v'evet v'shivcha, he had gemalim too, as the pasuk says that Esav saw the gemalim straight away. V'yachatz esav masheritoy v'satzoyin v'sapok v'hagemalim l'shnei machanos. The pasuk only later say he had a lot of gemalim too. What's the emphasis? V'yini shor v'chamor. Says the Meshech Chochma that he came to be madgish the nekuda, the midah of Yaakov, which differs from the midah of Esav. He didn't want to mention Gmalim. And he heard he mention, I have a shor and I have a chamor. Esav, Chazal tell us, is nimshal to a chazir. That has one simen tahara, and more than that. The simen tahara that the chazir has is the outer simen tahara, that its hoofs are split. There's two simen tahara to a behemah. Malageira and Mafris Parasa. One of them is a simantara which is in the Pnimius, and one of them is a simantara which is in the Chitzonius. Esav is Nimshal to a Chazir, as Rashi brought in last week's Parsha. He himself was the most corrupt, disgusting person. Sod Noshi Mumanois Mitachas Yad Baaleim. Oh, my Tate Yitzchok at Chasin Gat at age 40. Oh, so comes age 40, he goes as Chasin. We're speaking about a maneuver, the Shegetz. The day he's 13, was Boil Naram Rossi, is a Reit Seach. Of a clap of the gas, he's the Sheinayid, yeah? He proves himself as being this nice, educated individual who's very makbid on Ketan Ma'astur and Samelach. It's all in the Chitzonis, he looks gewaldig, this frum Hemshech of Yitzchok. That's an Esav. That's the Christian world. As the Medrash says in this week's parasha, the Medrash gives a mashal on the shoftim of Esav, how they sit and they judge and they're done, the rotzchim, the nayafim, the machashvim. And then one judge tells us, v'chula nasisi v'lai lo echad. I myself, I did all of them on one night. I'm a novel, a shaget, and you're busy judging the ganze welt, the morals and the corruption and the mahus, the Golus Esav which we are in the Western world today, is exactly this show of chitzonius. You can have total corruption in the worst, but it's all beseser. Klapi chutz. That's the Esav, the simen tahara of chitzonius. That's where the yid. And that's when the Pesukim describe the godless of Klal Yisrael on the Achnus Hayomim compared to the Rishoyim who go in the ways of Esav. It's they refer to the Oichlei Chazir Hamatarim acharagagoyz b'seisa, they do all the most filthy averis. They come out and they roichetz maaseyim as if they're nekiyim. That's the mid of Esav, full of chitzonius, so to speak, as if he's omer toharani. That's the derech of the chazir. That's Rashi. That's what's Barsha. The chazir always picks up his hoofs, his feet, came to the derech as if to show tohar onoichin. That's the mid of an Esav. Benkach, but the Nekuda is, points out the Meshech Chochma, Esav is a ta'aruvus of Ra and Toiv. His chitzonius tries to show Toiv. There's a ta'aruvus there. In his essence, there's Ra. That's part of who his Mahus is. There's ta'aruvus of Ra and Toiv. Yankiv Avinu realizes that there is a Ra in the world, but he's separated in his essence. Finally, Shor v'chamor. By me, the shor is one thing, the chamor is not chazak. I know that it's chomrius, but I view it as chomrius, and I give it its, I treat it in its proper oifin. I don't mix the two. He didn't want to mention gmalim, because gmalim also have a simon of tahara. Omnom, it's the simon tahara of being malagera. It's a different midah, but it's a taruvis. What's ra is ra, what's toiv is toiv. I don't mix the two. And that's talk where Yishmael, who also came out of Avram, is also a ta'aruvus of Ra and Toiv. And we see Ad Hayoy. It's very interesting. Yishmael, to them Chazir is, those who identify themselves as Bnei Yishmael, today, the Dora saying, they view Chazir as being a Toyeva. Where did they always see the symbol where they're different than Yidden, than Jews? When they wanted to challenge a Jew, whether he's Jewish or not, they used to be mitzvah to eat camel meat. Psar gomel. Weiter. By then, if you, being purged from gomel is a simon yahadus. And the anusim, under the Muslims, they always, it was the psar gomel that they used to give them to challenge them, whether they're Jewish or not, whether they're sticking to their Messiah. Yes, we're perish from Psar Gomel. Exactly, Shor v'chamor, Anishkin Gmalim. He didn't want. Who are we? We separate Ra from Toiv. We make that Havdolah. We make those Tchumin. We make it very clearly. Vos is Ra and Vos is Toiv. Nish Gemish, not mixed. It goes much deeper. You have to realize Vos is a Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael were mafrid themselves, and that was the midah of Yankiv, separating themselves, where he was different than Avraham Avinu, exactly in this Nekuda, not going out to be mefarsim Torah to the Mitzrayim, and he's not busy trying to be makar of his shver lovon, stealing his trophim. Nay, that wasn't the midah of Yankiv. He wasn't trying to be now be makar of lovon. He's trying to save his own kids. That's the lesson of Doris, the mahalach of Klal Yisrael. We have to be nifrat from Umisoylam. And every person has to know the midah of Yankiv, where to focus and where to put his energy, and how for a person's into kirov gezunta hate. But who? You have to begin first the kirov kroivim, first making sure that your mishpacha is properly safe, that your children are being neschanach b'taru b'kedusha, that you yourself are b'taru b'kedusha. Being careful with the tchumim, being careful with the taruvis of Ra and Toiv. Now, because of this midah, b'sofish l'dovar, the Yiddish nation that was established from Yankiv Avinu, its mahus is toiv. And its be'emis in the nefesh ha-Yisraeli of Bnei Yisrael, there's only toiv. The ra, because of the Yankiv Avinu's hafroda, the ra is nifrat from the nefesh of Ish Yisrael. And that's the Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin, how the mahus of every Jew is to do good. And that's the Chiddush Nifla of the Rambam Nilchas Gerushin, Ad Kidei Kach, that there's, when you koife a person who al pidin is chayiv to give a get, and bezdin is koife him, it doesn't have a din of a get. A get ba'oines, b'kfi is not a get. Halachically, so how could bezdin ever be koife a yid when he's mitzuvah to give a get in situations where he's chayiv to give a get? that they're able to be koy for him. How doesn't that have a din of get ma'usa? Zog the Rambam, very famous Rambam in Luchas Gerushin, because the mahus of a Jew is to do mitzvahs. And that's deeply his true rotzen in his mahus in his inside. The kfiyah that you're koyfe him is you're being koyfe is yetzahara. You're being koyfe something which is chitzoni to him. When he says roitze ani, it's he himself is saying the roitze ani. And it's not considered you're being koyfe him. You're being koyfe in his yetzahara, which is not him. That's not the mahus of what a Jew is. And that's only true by a Jew. And that's why Meshech Chochma says this, not in this week's parashah, the previous parashah, he says, why, he explains the Gemara in Brochas Davov, why when a Jew wants to do a mitzvah, v'nenas v'lo yaso, he gets schar as if he did it. By a goy, it's not that way. And the opposite, when a Jew is choshev to do an aveira, v'lo yaso, he doesn't get punished for it. Mashenk in the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem says that when by a Jew, Machshav is not mitzdarif to mice. Mashenkin by a goy, it is mitzdarif to mice. So why? Because when a Jew has a machshav to do an aver, it's something mibachutz. It's not his essence. It's not his mahus. And therefore, if he ended up not doing it, it didn't cling to him, it didn't stick to him, it didn't become him. Mashenkin by a goy, that is his mahus. That is his essence. And when he brings himself to machshav and plans to do an aver, that's him, and it sticks to him. It becomes part of him weiter. He's madvik himself more in chait. Mashenkin, a Jew, it's never considered that he's dovuk in chait by only a machshava. But the opposite is true by a Jew. That when a Jew is machashiv lasis mitzvah, which that is his mahus, that is his essence, it's mechazik who he is and what he is. And it's mechazik his yahadus. And therefore, he gets schar on it, as if he did it. And if he's nenas basoy v'lo yaso, and he didn't do it in action, in his lev and in his shtoikikus and in his planning, he planned to do it, that is him, and he gets schar for it. It's metarim, it's mekadishim. That's the mile of an ayid. That's the mile of a Jew. And now, it's not to say that a Jew can't slip. We all have bechira chavshis. But the yisod of the bechira is to make clear tchumin, to make a havdola, to be mafrish ben toiv l'ra. And to be able to stand separate and to separate the ra from ourselves, not to be let it become dovuk in us. To be able to stand and say, nay, das ist schlecht und ich bin gut. I'm a Jew, I am good. Chelki Hashem omno nafshi. That declaration that a Jew is able to say that my nefesh, it's chelik is Hashem, das the koyach of a yid. And that was ve'esh l'chol lahagid la'adoni. Dvarim koshim kigidim, to explain to them the difference between the Klal Yisrael. I was able to go through living in a base lovon, v'tariyag mitzvah shomarti. Im lovon garti, v'eich harad oto. That's part of what he sent him. Telling him, I was with the base lovon. And he didn't have an ashpa on me. I managed to be there and to remain separate, to remain different. Not to be nishpa. I wasn't mushpa from him. I was makpin on the tariyag mitzvahs. Adasof. But it's a hashkof, it's an attitude, and it's a realization. We have to be mafri ourselves. First of all, kipshutei physically. In our levush, in the way we talk, in the way we name ourselves. Shmishmom, l'shoinom levusham, to be different than a goy. Speaking to Talmidim out there in the hard world this week, think to a certain Talmid. The challenges of wearing a yarmulke in Nebuch in his in the firm where he works. He told me, his other chaverim, he says they even come to Mincha, they even part of the Daf Yomi, who don't wear yarmulkes. Because it can stop them from moving ahead in the company. And they rely on certain heterim that might be, I'm not getting down to the halachic aspect of it. And he was telling me he's also not viewing it. The reason why he's holding himself out strong, yes, to be wearing yarmulke, is also he's not coming from the halachic point of view. the only way I'll be able to remain a ben Torah, who I am, what I am, is that kama I show myself off to everyone. Yes, I'm a Jew, an Orthodox Jew, and a yeshiva man at that. I wear a white shirt at work. I wear a yarmulke at work. Will it stop me from moving ahead in the company? He says, maybe, possibly, but I won't be able to remain Jewish otherwise. I respect my chaverim that they're still able to keep to mincha and to daf yomi. In their situation, I hope it will last long. I wouldn't survive. And he's being honest. There were some things that our parents 20, 30 years ago were able to do and still be very different from the Ummah Soilam. The way the boundaries are so open nowadays, you have to make more gdorm and more gdorm to make one has to make more gdorm to make himself distinct and to make himself separate, to make himself different from the Ummah Soilam, those who are around him. The world is such a big challenge that if we talk and want to keep our self-identity, every tkufa that goes by, the stronger the gdorm have to be. I shared this already with you, but I'll repeat it for the sake of getting the point across clear again. It was in 1995. I was visiting my Zayde, my grandfather in Boston. So he explained to me how the university community of Boston, Cambridge, is changing. He used to have students come over for Shabbos from time to time. He told me he had a student, a boy from MIT, with long pace. He found it very entertaining. And he was sharing with me, when your father went to Harvard, went to MIT, he was looked like a meshugane for wearing a yarmulke. That kid with the he was known as the kid with the yarmulke. He was the only one in Harvard wearing a yarmulke. Between the frum students. So he left. How nowadays times changed. 70s brought a whole mahapach in the world. 60s, 70s. The world is a different world nowadays. So he then shared with me, he says, you can even get a guy in MIT with long curly payas. He says, that's a real shmira. A guy with long curly payas, he simply can't go out with a shiktsa. Zaidi, 1995, in Dubis Gewen, you're ready. 85 at the time. Was can I say in 2016? Lange pace keeps someone away from the shikta. Not always. There's a shikta shebegolin and there's a shikta shebeseiser. Hashem Yirachem. We live in a crazy world. I mean, the aleph base is gdarim and siyagim and gdarim and siyagim. But the world is getting crazier and crazier, and the world, this world gone crazy, upside down, whatever you want to, echmeins meshigin gansi. The world is getting crazy, and the tishlish hagvulos, the taruvis of ra and toiv and toiv and ra, and it's a pachad podim. There's the chitzoinish hafrod and havdol that a person has to be mak, because we all are chitzoini. We're all chitzoini. The tshuvas of Moshe l'halacha about yes wearing a yarmulke, not wearing a yarmulke in the workplace. That's Mishuras Hadin, there's Gidrei Haloch. B'sefer Shel Dover, every person has to know himself to be Basher Husham, who we are, what we are. We're all Basar V'dam, and we're very Basar V'dam. We're weak, we're physical, and we live in a very physical world which is very pulling, very tempting. The separation of Havdalah we have to do is a very strong Machayev. Yes, there's definitely Gdorim Siyogin. Person wears a yarmulke, wears a white shirt, has certain physical, distinct things in his levush. There is an amir of who he is and what he is. The best of us, we'll be dressed like a goy, and we'll look like a goy, we'll be in a sviva of goyim, Hashem yirachem. Anas, whether we'll be able to hold ourselves back from the tzionis. Even after all of it said, there's a deep, deep process which has to go on in each and every one of us, in our self-definition, who we are, what we are, to be mafrid ourselves, to define ourselves, to uplift ourselves. Ki am kodesh ata l'Hashem Elokecha. To appreciate ourselves, to appreciate our Tahara, our Kedusha, our Kedusha Yisrael, our Kedusha HaTorah. To make the proper tchumen, to make the proper gdorim, to be mafrid the ra from toiv. It's a big avoida, and that's the avoida of Yaakov, the mid of Yaakov. Bodod, that's the vision, the Ein Yaakov. Thank you.